Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Our new ritual to connect for all of us who just love bodybuilding, training, and most importantly, life. Just had a cup of coffee, got myself going. I'm new to this whole coffee thing. I just started drinking coffee like in the last couple of years. For whatever reasons, I always heard people talk about coffee, be addicted to their coffee, can't get started until they had their cup of coffee. And for whatever reasons, I really never got into it until like the last couple of years. And man, what a difference, right? You can be down and what to do and just have that cup of coffee and everything just magically just changes, right? Where have I been all these years? Boy, what could I have produced if I would have discovered coffee 20 years ago? It's funny, I was talking to somebody after drinking a cup of coffee, and I said, this coffee thing, this could stick. We may be onto something here with this coffee thing, right? It's funny, though, I talk about coffee and just getting into it. There was a study pretty recently that talked about, X amount of cups a day at a certain amount of age can lead to an early death or something like that. You know the studies that come out about something that's popular, whether it's could be coffee, salt, wine, whatever it is. And what gets confusing sometimes is that there's a study a couple weeks or a couple months or definitely a couple years before that proclaims that particular thing to be the greatest thing and have so many health benefits, and then they swing back and tell you that it's potentially bad for you. Which, when we talk about bodybuilding and training, that it's interesting. I happened to post that study about coffee on my Facebook page. It was just really interesting that the first thing that people, they immediately did was, those studies, they go back and forth. It's one thing one day, another thing another way. Another day, which, I can definitely see that point of view. They talked about, that's with, excess, X amount of coffee. They did whatever they could to discredit the study or who the people they did this study on, what conditions they were, whatever. And it was just interesting because I posted something about fish oil. There were some negative studies about fish oil, and it was kind of the same thing. And I asked the question, if you were taking a supplement and you had these potentially damaging health risk studies come out, would you continue taking that supplement? And pretty much it was the same thing. Everybody just kind of stuck to their supplement. They said that those studies, they go back and forth. You can't depend on those studies. Who does a study? Whatever it is, which makes me think with, all this science that's thrown out with bodybuilding and training, whether it's, the science of training, optimal training performance, or, eating habits, optimal eating habits, right? We have this so-called science. And let me just say this, is I am not an anti-science person. I am constantly looking for the best strategies, and I always have to take my training, my eating, my body to the next level. So I don't, when I hear a study, I don't just cling to whatever I've done. Sometimes it might hit me in the breadbasket, just like with you, where it, it challenges, what I know to be true. But I always have that, open mind, and maybe I'll experiment with it right away or sometime in the future. But my point is that, why have all these studies if we just cling to our emotional gut reaction, what we already do? I mean, it's just interesting. Why have the studies if we're just going to just discredit them anyway? And it's not just you and me who may not be just absolutely immersed in the science, but the scientists do that themselves too. And I know you get that all over the place with a young YouTube fitness expert who, goes to school by day and he's studying, liberal arts, or he's a personal trainer. And then he puts his spin or his opinions on the scientific studies, or he discredits the studies, you know, based on what he's researched on the internet, and he's going against somebody who, you know, put all their time, energy, and efforts. That's what they do for a living, is do these studies. Oh, the studies, they're biased. They're paid for by this company. If there's money involved, this study is going to be tainted. They're going to come up with a decision they want to come up with. You know, whatever it is, I'm not saying that is or isn't true. One thing that I'll admit is that I have no idea what conditions these studies have gone under. You know, bottom line, I'm just like you. I hear those studies and I have to use, you know, my logic. But one thing that I don't do is immediately, from the world that I come from, try to step into their world and criticize what they've done. The whole point of these studies is, what do you do with them? What do you do with them? Do you get them? I mean, why get them if you're just going to discredit them? All right, if you're not going to act upon them, if you're going to just continue doing what you're doing. So, you know, the bottom line is, you're going to get scientific information. It's going to conflict with maybe something that you're doing, or it's going to validate what you're doing, and then you're just going to have to make your best, you know, decision where to go forward from there. I just find it very interesting that no matter what this, nobody really acts on science. They just stick to their, you know, emotional decision, unless that science validates the emotional position that they were already in. I don't know, I just think that's very interesting. Well, I'm coming off a couple weeks. Man, I have to get my swagger back. I got to get my mojo back. I mean, with the new baby here and this disruption really have taken me off my daily disciplines and my patterns. And I'm not just talking about the gym and eating. I'm also talking about my business, right? And all the things. I have way too many moving parts to be disrupted for too long a period of time. What do you do in those situations? How do you keep it together when the challenges in life inevitably get in the way? What's the mindset that you use to keep moving forward, to get back on track? You know, I've been through this many times through many stages of life, and I know that, you know, I need to be tough on myself and let that angst build up, so you're not just complacent and just hope that it goes away and you just fall back into your groove. I mean, you're going to have to go through, put the pressure on yourself, get that angst built up in your stomach, because that's what drives you to find a way, to get everything back on track sooner rather than later. So if it goes on for 2 weeks, done. It's over with. You get back on track. But just, you know, hoping or just saying that everything's going to get back on track, it doesn't work that way. So this is one of those times where you have to let the angst build up and use it to drive you to get creative, to suck it up for, you know, that one more hour of hard work. Or, I don't know, take another cup of coffee, or your Mass Machine, MM200, pre-workout, whatever it is, to just suck it up and just give just a little bit more. One more hour in the day of focus, you know, one more set, finish it out, push yourself. It's that angst that drives you and not become complacent, because what you don't want is when you get thrown off track, and I'm sure that we've all been there at times, before you know it, it's 3 months later. It's 3 months later when you're going, it's okay, hey, got to have balance in life, or these things happen. You don't get back on track. No, you need to let that angst well up, knowing that it's going to push you to get back on track. That pain you allow yourself to feel in the short term is going to really help you out in the long run. That's what I got to remember, and maybe that's helpful to you too. A lot of people say things like, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, it probably does. But is it because the reason is because you're not pushing yourself hard enough? Your standards aren't high enough? I mean, maybe that's the reason why it's happening. You know, everything happens for a reason doesn't necessarily mean that it's because of good, positive, assertive action, right? All right. So today is Friday. Friday's the day that I do my one-on-one coaching. And, you know, there, here on the Facebook, the internet, a lot about e-coaching and, which is really a lot of contest prep coaching, which I don't do contest prep coaching. I think that, if you have a, so few people really do contests. So from a business standpoint, it's a lot of time, you know, I guess if you really love to do that, that's great. You know, I, at this stage of my business career, it's like I'm thinking how I can maximize my time, get my information out there to be used, help as many people, and use my time most efficiently. And, you know, doing anything one-on-one, and I've talked about personal training, how, you know, you can really help somebody out with that one-on-one time, but are you max, you can only get, earn so much, so much money for that 1 hour plus the setup time, getting to the gym, leaving the gym, the gaps in the time. Not the most efficient way to make a living, even though you may be outstanding in what you do and you really help people change lives. And that's great if that's all you want. You know, there are, I would suggest different ways. You know, the thing is if you can make money while you sleep, that's just remember that phrase. If you're a younger person right now and you want to be an entrepreneur or a business person, you know, you have to find a way. You can't, you have to be able to duplicate yourself, you know, all over the internet. I do this Morning Connection podcast and all my podcasts so I can identify with you. I've got this picture in my mind who an average, what I call mass machine is, what his mindset's like. Again, and I say it's a he, although I have, you know, many people who love these podcasts, who follow my information, who are women, but the vast majority are men, right? So, you know, as I sit down to this podcast, I have a guy, I even call, his name is Ryan, right? And it's a certain age group, you know, my I know my demographic. It's 25 to 35. And then there's a good chunk that are older than that, but about 25 to 35. They're not competitive bodybuilders, right? But they really like to just get into it, just give their all. They're crazy passionate about what they do. They love what they do. And they're always looking for cutting-edge information in the way they train and the way they think. And they've gone through a lot of the same challenges that I've gone through with life, and they are improving the overall quality of their life and not just their body, right? So, you know, that's who I think about delivering to that person. And again, I know that if you don't necessarily fit in that demographic, I know that you love these podcasts, you love my information, and it helps you. But that's where my bread and butter is, and that's who I focus my attention, knowing that I help other people from other groups too. And so this is a way of connecting with as many people as humanly possible with this half hour, 20 minute podcast that I do, and then plus the production time and then posting it. It's about an hour a day. You know, I do my best to connect with as many people in this hour rather than, you know, like with personal training, one-on-one. So when it comes to contest preparation, you know, could I help anybody become their best come contest time, especially first-time competitors? Oh, hell yeah. I mean, doing it for 15 straight years at the highest level, yeah, I definitely could do that. The thing is about contest competitors, I mean, there's just so much time and attention needed, especially those last few weeks, because you've spent so much time and so much energy focusing on this. You've given up so much of the quality of your life for this contest. I mean, you want validation with every step along the way, and I can certainly understand that. And that's where I know that that's what you need, and I know when it comes down to a contest, I can't give that to you. And I don't want you calling me or texting me, and it's asking me the same question because you need that certainty, because you have so much on the line. Friday before your show, And, you know, with all the other things that I've got going on, I don't text you back because I know that I will let you down because it's that emotional support, especially at the end, that you need. One thing that I do for the mindset, the specific strategies of last week, pumping up in the whole journey is I created this contest prep audio seminar with workbooks. And it has bonuses. It has two of my daily training journals, right, where I went through these 12-week periods of time, and I just, all my thoughts and actions. I mean, those are just the bonuses. The program itself and the workbooks, it's over 10 hours, where I take you through every single process. See, that's a way, you know, creating a program like that has helped so many competitors around the world. At the same time, it doesn't lock me in where something that I know I'll fall short. So that's a great resource. You know, check that out. You can go to contestprepsecrets.com or skiplacour.com and just click the link under the audio courses. And it's called the Ultimate Skip Lacour's Ultimate Contest Preparation. So, but, you know, conflicting with that message I just gave you, I do weekly one-on-one coaching for really motivated people who, you know, it's not just about bodybuilding and training. It's about the overall quality of their life. It's about setting goals, making sure those, I help them make sure those goals and standards are high enough, and then I make them accountable to living up to their goals in life, and we just check in. So for 3 months, 6 months, 12-month periods of time, it's like we talk every single week for a half an hour on the same day at the same time. So it's really a whole life transformation type process. Like I said, I do those on Fridays. If you have been interested, I am going to start opening up my schedule on some specific days. So if there's a day other than Friday that you would like, you're interested in this program, just send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. And I'm going to open that up to some slots in the morning on the weekend. Right, because I know you guys work. It's tough for you at 10 o'clock in the morning during a weekday because you have to work. So, you know, click the link to my one-on-one coaching. I'll click the link to the bottom of this podcast. Let me know what day of the week that you want to do this. And again, I'm going to open up Saturday and Sunday mornings for some more clients because I've had, you know, so many people request this type of attention from me. And, you know, Fridays during the day doesn't really work for them. So check that out. Click the link below. But I really do love this. I love the connection. It isn't the most cost-effective thing for me. There's no way about it. There's no doubt about that. It's not cost-effective for me. But, you know, I don't just do everything for money, obviously, right? This podcast every single day, how much money do I get for that directly, all right? I do a lot of things because I just love doing them. And when I say that, that's not always a positive thing. I mean, if you're a business person, you have to make sure you have that balance between what you love to do, you know, what you love helping other people. And if it's a business, it's supposed to be to make money, right? Take care of yourself and your family, right? So sometimes I don't think that I have that balance exactly right. I think that I need to take care I need to take care of, you know, both angles, like any business person should. And if you're in the fitness business, I encourage you. That's probably our biggest challenge is to take care of ourselves as a business person while you're giving so much information and inspiration to other people. But I do love that connection with my coaching. So that's what I got going on today. And again, if you're interested, click the link below. You know, I was watching YouTube channels yesterday. I really love, I'm interested in watching the YouTube channels, fitness YouTube channels. And I'll tell you, man, sometimes it's really kind of depressing for me being in this bodybuilding training industry for so long is how everybody has access to a video camera and their opinions. That's a great thing in one respect, but it's a really challenging thing for you. I'm stepping into your shoes when you know you're dedicated, you're focused, you want to make the most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts, you want to improve your health, you want to improve your physique, and so you're out there using this internet to get the information, get the certainty and confidence that you want to improve your physique, and there's all this information out there. And you know, depending on where you click, you know, someone's confident, they've got a nice little video with a nice little intro, they seem to know what they're talking about. Just like anything else over the internet, sometimes you have to consider the source, and it's not just how slick the presentation is. You know, I'm sure that's always been the way back in the magazines. I mean, it wasn't like everybody's same conditions, just there's just more information out there. But the reason why it's a little depressing to me is because I see where the most popular YouTube channels, fitness channels go. And first of all, let me just say, I understand where they're coming from. It's like maybe they got really love this and they created this YouTube channel. And you know what? They get paid, right, per click from YouTube. So, you know, if you see that, I don't have a lot of those ads come through, but you know, sometimes there's, you know, checks that come through that are even surprising to me. And if you look at, you know, how many times my YouTube channel's videos are viewed versus some of these other fitness experts, mine are nothing compared to theirs. So you need to understand, they are making a decent chunk of change. I'm sure it's a car payment at least for most of them. I'm just telling you, by their views compared to, that isn't how I intend to generate income, but I'm just telling you by comparison, they're generating some cash, right, from those views. So, you know, that's kind of like a business for them. You need to understand that. And the reason why is because, you know, once they've started generating this cash, it's like how to keep it going. And, you know, the fundamentals that most of you need some information, how to do this, how to do that. You know, it's not going to take, you know, they could do that in, I don't know, I'll give them at the most 50 videos. They can make 50 videos that are half hour long and have the information that you need at your stage to get the job done. But many of them have hundreds of videos. And so they have to keep this going. They have to create more videos going, right? Now, some of them go towards entertainment where they're really not talking about, you know, fitness or strategies, and that's fine. That's great. But some of them are just, they're just talking about two things. Just they're dissecting or breaking down the information to the nth degree. And it's really just creating more information overload, right? Even if they were 100% accurate, which I am not convinced a lot of these guys are 100% accurate. But all that minutia, all that detailed information, and a lot of opinions that are put into that information, it's not helpful to you at your stage. So just remember that. They have to keep on coming up with a new topic for a video. And once the basics are taken care of, the fundamentals, they got to either entertain you or break down something. And one thing that I guess that is depressing to me is how they're just going to the negative, negative, negative. Because if you have a negative title, right, you're going to get more clicks, which means more money, more interest. So it's just something to remember about those YouTube channels. Man, I was watching one, and some kid, it seems like a good kid, you know, he created this whole video on how to make it in the fitness business, right? And it was like, what was it? You gotta get knowledge. You have to have clients for money, and you have to have a strong work ethic. You know, and you know, take that that video for example. I mean, is that the most basic information in the world? Yeah, it sure is. I mean, you don't even need to be in the fitness industry, and you can pretty much figure that out. You're looking for experts who can take you to the highest level as soon as possible and give you distinctions, all right, that you'll never think of unless, you know, like you would have to train for 5 years before you would get to their level of insight, right? The nuances, right? That's what an expert should be doing for you, giving you and explaining an insight that you can't even get for 5 years. But again, you know, they're just pumping out these articles, these videos again and again and again. So just remember that. If you're entertained, that's great. If you like the negative stuff, all that drama, that's great too. Just don't let it confuse you. You keep it in perspective, how this is going to help you. You know, speaking of the YouTube fitness experts, and this is really the point of this podcast when I started it out today, is that I was talking to one young guy. He's one of the YouTube, very popular channel. You know, he's a really good kid. You know, I don't really want to mention his name because, and I do that a lot. I kind of just generically tell you about this expert or that video YouTube channel. Now, that may change. It's just that, you know, what I want to do is stick to the message, the point that I want to talk about. I don't want to bring in somebody else's personality. I certainly don't want to bash anybody else. I don't want that distracted from the message. All right. But you would probably know this fitness expert. Good kid. I've talked to him on the phone at length for probably a couple hours. Very interesting. Very impressed by the guy. All right. He's very controversial. He does a lot of attacking of other YouTube fitness people for their information. And you know, that's really kind of how he created his name. I don't necessarily have a problem with that, whether or not that's, you know, my style. That's not important. He's got a good following. And like I said, I've talked to this guy. Good kid. Good kid. And to just cut to the chase, I'll tell you, is I said to this kid, I said, you know, I don't know if, you know, bodybuilding and training is what you're totally passionate about. I don't know if you're going to be doing this 5 years from now, but let me just tell you, whatever you do, you will be successful at whatever you do in life. I've met a lot of people, talked to a lot of people over my years, and I told this kid, you know, you will be successful at whatever you choose to do, all right, whether it is bodybuilding training or not. But there's one thing that, you know, we've done a lot, we did a lot of talking, and he said to me, he goes, you know, you seem to be, and I'm paraphrasing, this wasn't probably his exact words, but he basically said, you seem to be like one of these guys, this Pollyanna type way of looking at the world, like everybody's good, everybody says what they, and he wasn't condescending, so if I'm kind of putting, you know, that tone in my voice, he wasn't. He just basically said, you look at the world like it's all good, and everybody does what they say, and everybody's trustworthy, or however he said, something like that. And I told him, I said, look, I know where you're coming from, and you know what? I was like you. I was like you. I can see where that is your reality, but I've learned that if you want to focus on the negative things in life, the negative things about people, you will find it. People will let you down. There is no doubt about it. There are crooks and criminals and scam artists and fake natties and blah, 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 whatever. You know, I'm not saying that they're not out there, but if you want to focus on them, you become what you focus on life. And if you want to look at the good people, the good businesses, the best fitness experts, the best, you know, women to find as girlfriends, the best training routines, if you want to look for the good in life, you will find it. And I'm not saying that every once in a while you're going to be surprised and someone's going to let you down. That's just life. All right, there's so many things for us to focus on in life. Let's just take an example. Let's take it outside of the bodybuilding and training world. You ever know comedians? Oh, that guy is so funny, right? And just say it's a 30-year-old comedian. You need to understand something. That guy was probably the class clown. It wasn't like he just, you know, went to his accounting job one day and then just observed like an hour worth of material of funny things. That 30-year-old comedian, probably his entire life, he was a class clown. I don't know, maybe when he was like 4 years old, he found a way to make his family and relatives laugh. And then he got addicted to that feeling. And then he spent his whole life from 4 years old focusing on what's funny about this situation. What is funny? You know, and you notice, how do they see the same things that you look at? But somehow they can twist it into something that's funny. They look at it in a way just that, you know, you never looked at it. Ha, that guy's funny, right? All right, that's a comedian. His whole life, he looked at the world through certain glasses. What he focused on, what is funny about this situation, what is funny about that situation. I mean, they can take things that are, you know, on TV or on the news. They can take war. They can take death. They can, whatever the situation is, for years and years and years of conditioning, they ask themselves, what's funny about this situation, right? I mean, you can understand that. It wasn't just something that they just, hey, would you like to get up on stage and entertain us, say funny things? No, it was years, their whole life of looking at the world that way. They are funny because that's what they focused on their entire life. So what does this have to do with you? And what I said to this young fitness expert, and I told him, I said, you know, you want to look for the what's the worst in people? You will find it. And here's the funny thing about it is, and I see this all the time, where someone says, oh, people just in the fitness business, they're just doing it for the money. See, I don't see it that way at all, because I don't care, you know, how much money they make on YouTube or whatever, for the amount of effort that you put in, there's a lot easier ways to make money, right, than that. I'm not saying that's not part of the equation. And I think it should be, like I said earlier in this. It's just that, you know, to diminish that person that he just does it for the money in something like the fitness industry, trust me, I've been in this for a long time. I've seen thousands of people come and go. This is not the place to come if you're in it just for the money, right? So to say that, now, that will become your reality. You will listen to every word they say, every video, and you'll have yourself convinced. You will see the evidence to support what you focused on, that they're in it for the money. All right? If you think women are bitches or hoes and you can't trust them, you will find every evidence from the way they dress to the way they talk to their past history. You will find a way to support what you focus on, that belief that you have. And the thing I told this kid is, I said, you know, I focused on the negative like you do. And I just said, you know what? That's not a place where I want to live. And I'm not Pollyanna. I don't think everybody always comes through. Everybody, there's only honest people in the world. Not at all. But your world becomes your reality. And I just told him, I said, I made a decision. I don't want to live in that place. You know, I'd rather make my, you know, character judgment and let the person, you know, not just take everybody for whatever they're worth, you know, use some way to discriminate, you know, and filter out. But after that point, you got to, once you've taken that leap of faith with that person, you've got to just trust that they're going to come through, that they're going to be the people that they're going to say. And again, it doesn't always work out, but I'll tell you, and I told this kid this, that it's a miserable place to live, to only focus on the negative people or who's scamming you or who's a liar or who doesn't know what they're talking about. It's just not a great place to live. And you're going to find people, you get out there and you're all negative, you're going to find plenty of people who, yeah, you're right. He's screwed. He's filth. He's this. He's that, right? You're going to have plenty of people to support that way of thinking. And you see that all the time. That I think that's what kind of is getting me a little depressed about this YouTube depressed. That's kind of a dramatic word. It gives me negative feelings about this whole YouTube fitness community, because that's where it's going. Is everything is negative and it's supported. Yeah, that's right. You know, and that's fine. And I'll tell you something. I mean, look, I've been around for a long time. The people who focus on the negative, all right, I would say that's a big population of the world is like that. But it's very, very common in this whole fitness business. Someone who isn't trusting, whether they realize it or not, who sees the negative, that tries, you know, take control of the world by themselves. Very common mindset in this, who the people who are attracted to this whole bodybuilding and fitness lifestyle. Very, very common. And so it doesn't surprise me that these are the guys doing most of the talking on the YouTube fitness channel. So you may want to, you know, think about that. But like I said, I told this kid, is that not a good place to be. Not a good place to be. So anyway, my whole point is you become what you think about most. You'll become what you focus on most. You want to think that the world is negative and people rip you off. You shouldn't trust people. Everybody's a liar. Everybody's giving misinformation. People who are giving you information, they're just doing it for the money. They don't have your interest at heart. By all means, when you paint yourself in that world and you're feeling all down about the whole thing and you want to quit, you may want to consider is filtering through all of this information that's given out there and focus on somebody who has a positive approach that you can trust, that has you in mind and your best efforts, right? That you have to make that decision for yourself and stick with that environment. Focus, focus, focus on the positive and on results. And again, you know, life is going to come in. There's always going to be someone who's going to let you down, but you're strong enough to handle it. That's the thing with all of this that I just want to, if you're one of these people that struggle with trusting people, that they're going to come through depending on people. The key to all of it is there's, if you want to have a higher quality of life, you're going to have to learn, you know, how to surround yourself with positive people who you can help and you can create win-win situations where they can benefit, help you along your journey and you can help them along in their journey. And you know what? Like I said, people are going to let you down, but you're going to have so much confidence in yourself that regardless, that you're going to get so much further ahead in life by being able to be finding the right people and trusting them. And when or if they let you down, that you're strong enough, you're emotionally stable enough and positive enough that you're still going to continue to move forward anyway. They're strong enough to overcome any break of your trust or someone letting you down or someone leaving in your life, because that's something that everybody has to deal with. So preparing yourself by saying, I don't know, everybody's lying to you, everybody's just in it for the money, everybody's fake this, fake that, all women are bitches, all women are whores, you can't trust people, this, that, you know, whatever. You know, you're going to find plenty of evidence to support that and plenty of people who are going to agree with you, right? Be very careful. Be very, very careful, because you will become what you focus on most. You know, I'm doing my best with these type of podcasts every single morning to become that positive influence in your life. And, you know, I'm not just this this guy. And as you know, learn more about my story that was just kind of born into blue blood and had everything go his way. And so here I am. Life is just wonderful. Don't you agree? No, if you have challenges in life, if you have these struggles, like with trusting people, depending on yourself, right, going through that grind, but in the back of your mind, you're thinking, man, I know there's more for me than this. Why can't I get things together? Well, that's where the place where I have come from. But I just worked hard. I worked hard on myself. I went through this journey of life, pursuing things that I thought would bring me happiness. And they were great, but maybe not at the level, you know, making my man formation. So I'm not this guy who's had this charmed life who's telling you, hey, think positively. No, I was able to work on myself and reverse a lot of the thinkings that you may have now. And that's what I want to share with you, you know, in these podcasts. All right. So this kind of went on a long rant. But just remember, you become what you focus on. You know, if you like this information, share it with your friends, retweet it. All right. I'm creating this positive environment for us, this daily check-in, this ritual, this morning connection to help you get focusing on what you really want, and that's that happiness and overall quality of life. Have a great day.